This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way to Jeddah today, where he will discuss with Saudi officials how to respond to the attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. Iran's state-run news agency reports Iran sent a diplomatic note to the United States denying involvement and warning that if any actions are taken against Iran, it will respond immediately. Meanwhile, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports senior Iranians may skip an upcoming UN meeting because they say they do not have U.S. clearance.
The UN meeting had been considered an opportunity for direct talks between Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and President Donald Trump amid a summer of heightened tensions and attacks in the wake of America's unilateral withdrawal from Iran's nuclear deal with world powers a year ago. However, the recent attack in Saudi Arabia and hardening comments from Iran suggest such talks are increasingly unlikely.
That is AP's Charles de Ledesma. Exit polls in Israel's national election show that neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor challenger and former army head Benny Gantz can put together a ruling coalition. AP's Aaron Heller says it's clear the election didn't go Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's way.
You can already say that Netanyahu did not win, and that was what he is expected to have happened sort of in the last several elections. He's won them. He's been in power for over 10 years. And this time he does not have an outright victory, and he's going to need a lot of machinations and a lot of things to go his way for him to be able to hang on to power.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. A multi-pronged attack is underway in Jalalabad. A government spokesman says an explosion in the front gate of a compound cleared the way for multiple attackers to enter it. Special forces surrounded the compound soon after, and fighting continues. So far, they have rescued at least 12 employees. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The first impeachment hearing held by House Democrats quickly turned hostile Tuesday. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Starting with the first question from House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler.
Is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski set the tone.
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
Lewandowski says the White House ordered him not to talk about his discussions with the president beyond what's in the Mueller report.
I am respecting the White House's decision.
Nadler says the White House doesn't have that authority.
We should call this what it is. An absolute cover-up by the White House.
Lewandowski earlier blasted lawmakers for going down a rabbit hole with petty politics, drawing the president's attention. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is widely expected to announce a second straight rate cut today. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
A global slowdown in economic threats posed by President Trump's trade conflicts have led the Fed to pursue rate cuts to try to prolong the economic expansion. Investors have welcomed the prospect of rate cuts, even though most analysts don't think looser credit will provide much stimulus at a time when borrowing rates are already low. The updated forecast from the Fed will also show whether the policymakers think the faltering global economy, the trade war, and fallout after the attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities will significantly slow growth. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Prominent Hong Kong activists behind the months of protests turned to Washington for help on Tuesday. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
As I speak, Hong Kong is standing at a critical juncture. The stake have never been higher.
Hong Kong democracy activists took their fight to Washington on Tuesday. They're hoping to win support for a bill which, if passed by Congress, would create a yearly review of Washington's special treatment of Hong Kong and make officials who undermine the city's sovereignty vulnerable to U.S. sanctions. Joshua Wong, an icon of Hong Kong's years-long democracy movement, called on the U.S. to stand up to Beijing.
I hope U.S. government could reveal its foreign policy to China to prioritize human rights issue, especially now we are not only suffering in the political, but even humanitarian crisis.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. The United States is suing former CIA and NSA employee Edward Snowden for allegedly violating the non-disclosure agreement he signed before publishing his new book. The Justice Department accuses Snowden of failing to live up to the deal to submit the draft of permanent record to both agencies and also giving public speeches on intelligence-related matters. For all of today's news, please go to voanews.com or for news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.